Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering today at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. And I want to thank Kathy for being with us and for taking the time away from her family, time away from her husband, her children, her grandchildren, her projects, her homestead, all the things that she takes away time from to be with here at USA Prepares to teach class with us. I really appreciate that. And the time that she takes to prepare. So it's not like, you know, she just shows up and has nothing to do and it's, you know, it's either watch reruns of I Love Lucy or come with us, and it's like, well, it's a toss-up. It's not like that. I mean, she actually takes time away from her family to be with us, to teach people, most of whom she will never meet. Most of them. I'm talking about the class. There's so many in class, that there's no way she could meet everybody. Thank you, Kathy, for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome, Vince. You do the same thing every day, though. I only do it one day a week. You do it every day.
Well, you know, it's something that I know that you feel a need to do. It's something that I feel a need to do, and the other instructors do the same thing. I mean, they really do. And so I just wanted to say I really appreciate it. Kathy, you sent me a picture of raspberries. That was impressive. Your raspberry crop this year, bumper crop, they look magnificent. What would you like to say to the class about that?
Well, Vince, they're really easy to grow if you have the basics down. And I think I sent that picture I sent you. I didn't even include. I made 10 jars of raspberry freezer jam also. So I'm guessing in like 2 or 3 days, I picked probably 50 cups, maybe 60. I kind of guesstimated because I have containers that I know how much each cup, you know, how many cups are in there. But I mean, if nothing else, if you can make jam or you can freeze them, I'm even going to try my hand at dehydrating that tray and seeing if I can't like put them in my food processor and blend them down just in the event that like I can store it that way. I can put them in a vacuum seal jar and store them. You could always add them to smoothies or oatmeal. But what I would like to say is there's a saying, and raspberries are perennials. So there's a saying among gardeners, and I'm sure most of the class has heard it, but it's the first year they sleep, the second year they creep, the third year they leap. And that's kind of how raspberries are. When you first get them, you just really have to be careful and nurture them and water them. The key is consistent watering. If it's hot and dry and they don't get any water, they'll either just sit there like dormant or they will lose some of their blossoms. But this year we've had a lot of rain, and I literally called some of my family members to help me pick. We just couldn't pick them all. They were just loaded. But I'm going to go out probably after the show and pick for another 3 hours, because every time I get in there, I just see huge handfuls just hanging there. But it's a food source. And as long as you put them in full sun, and I I put whatever I can down as mulch. I put not real, real heavy because the new shoots have to come up, but I put down maybe an inch or so of leaf mulch or sawdust or straw, whatever you have available, and I keep them weeded. If you let ground covers or thistle or anything infiltrate, they will not produce as well. And I actually had a friend who planted asparagus next to hers, and the asparagus took over her raspberries, and so she lost her raspberry patch. So it's just a matter of kind of maintaining it. Now I won't get this all summer long. I will get this for probably another week or two, and then the one variety I have, I will get a consistent picking all the way through frost. I mean, that one variety is so hardy that it can even take a light frost. So I will have raspberries now until probably end of October. So I'm going to probably give a lot of them away because I just can't use them all. But that's just, it's a food source. That's kind of where I'm looking at. It's like once you get them going, they have little runners, and if you go to dig them up, you can see that there's another plant about, 8-10 inches away. And then the other thing I wanted to mention about it, Vince, is once the canes are like 2 to 3 years old, probably more like 3, they'll start to turn like a yellowy green, and those canes are going to die back. So I let those, I had a bunch of those, and I'm actually still cutting them out, but I let those give me my first crop, which I just picked, and then now they're starting to turn that yellow, like a lighter yellowy green color. I'll go in with my pruners, and I put long sleeves on and long pants because you'll get scratched up, and I just take my pruners and I clip that all the way down to the base, and I take those and I put them in the compost, they're too thick, but I put them somewhere in the back of the field where they're not going to bother anything. And then that kind of rejuvenates your bed. So those are just some tips if somebody has never grown raspberries. But when you see those yellow canes, you got to thin all that dead wood out so that you open it up for the new plant. So sorry, I got a little winded, Ben.
No, that was fabulous. And, I just looked up the price of raspberries. And if this is accurate, it says on the internet that the going price is about $5 per half pint of
That's
the
right.
fruit.
That's right. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, I've had people tell me I should probably sell them, but the problem I have is, I have to be out there picking, and some of them get too ripe, and so if you don't go through and sort them, then they kind of get mushy, and then people don't want that. So it's just, I don't know. I think I'd rather have the food source for me and my family.
Yeah, I agree. How about, how do you rinse off the bugs, those little tiny bugs that love them? Is there a protocol that you use for doing that? Soak them in water, maybe a little vinegar? I'm not sure what the protocol is.
No, I don't rinse them, Vince, because they're like strawberries. Once you get them wet, then, mine are organic. I don't spray them with anything. Mm-hmm. What I do is I take like a big, like an old bath towel, and if you've seen my counter right now, I mean, I've got to make pesto, and I've got kefir going, so I have like stuff all over my counter, but I take a bath towel, and I just sort of gently shake them out onto the towel, and then I kind of look at them, and the bugs will, sometimes you get those little tiny black bugs, and I found a few ants, the little small ones, but they'll crawl out. And then I just get rid of those. And then I pick through if I get any leaves or I got any berries that are a little too ripe. If they're still good, I put those in like a container and then I make jam out of those. But the real nice ones, if we wouldn't have had all this rain, I wouldn't have had so many overripe ones. But I'm going to just mash those down and either freeze them just in little containers. And then I can do something with them later. You could even use them to put on your oatmeal, or like if somebody wanted to put it on ice cream or something. They're so sweet, you don't even need any sugar. But I don't rinse them unless I was going to, like, because they bruise easy, unless I was going to, like, freeze them right away and you just don't care that they're mushy, then that's okay. But, yeah.
We have raspberries, maybe blackberries here at the farm. And we have, like, a patio, a veranda, if you will, and the shepherds like to hang out there because it's near the kitchen door, and they can, you know, look into a living room, etc., and we can see them, and there's a place where they can run out in the grass, and along that veranda, which is about 36 feet long, we put some cattle panels, and that was the idea was to keep the puppies on the veranda when they were little, so that they wouldn't, you know, so they'd get used to living here. And what happened over the years, even before those puppies, was blackberries started growing along the cattle panels, which are about 50 inches high, 50 inches high.
And wow.
So it worked out really, really well because, well, at first the puppies, during the cool season before the berries, they would just chew and break off the plants. But there's so many plants that it's convenient. It's right outside the kitchen door. It works as kind of like a mini sunshade for the puppies if they want to, you know, hide from the sun. And it's close, it's convenient, they're protected, and it works really, really well. So that's what we have. And I'll send you a picture of that. I put it on the internet class, except I took the website and put it on hiatus because I was tired of getting bashed and threatened by lawyers, so I just put the website in park. Otherwise, I'd be glad to show you pictures of these projects that we're doing. They're kind of interesting. Kathy, I mentioned in class that we received a tax assessment increase. So the tax assessor was delighted to increase our taxes, and I had the opposite reaction to that, and I challenged it. And so yesterday, we got an email from the tax assessor, and my challenge, I said, we don't agree. We do not agree, and here's why. And I delineated exactly why. Now, we had a broad tax increase. It's like everything went up. Every piece of property, you know, buildings, the property, everything that related to the county went up. And so did everybody else's. And so I challenged it, and I was delighted to find out that our taxes are now reduced. So, class, what I'm telling you is we are 100% in the win column for every time we challenge our taxes. It gets reduced every single time. But you have to do it, and you can. Any comments, Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, you know, we talked the one time. We did do that, but there was some reason why the auditor, they actually got threatened by the state, and they were like, you're not doing it. And we had very few people that got them reduced that last time. There was some, like, almost like a mandate from the state. And our auditor said, wait, this is not fair. These are too high. But we do know people who challenged them before this last time, and they were successful. I don't know, maybe we should have pursued it, but they sent us, well, we called a nasty gram and said, well, if you choose to challenge this, then you have to hire this specific name of this person, and you have to, like, go through them. So it was like $250 or something just to hire this person. And they basically, it was sort of like a threatening thing, saying, like, well, you can go ahead and do it, but you're not going to win it anyway. That's kind of what we read into it once we talked to, like, other people that were talking about it.
Well, and we challenged it in Virginia. We challenged it here in Missouri. And we have always won. Now, in Virginia, they let us know that there's no way we're going to win. And we did. And here in Wright County, Missouri, they didn't do that. They were much more polite. Firm, but polite. And we still won 2-2 with Missouri. We'll be right back.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. And we're talking about what's happening and things that you can do to make your life better. We call it domestic engineering. Kathy, I got an email from you. Would you mind talking about it? It related to you went to the store, and they didn't have any coins. Is that something that you wanted to share with the class?
Sure. I went to our local grocery store, and whatever I bought, it came up to like $11.97. And the man said, do you mind if we round up? Because we don't have any coins. And it was only 3 cents. I said, okay, sure, you know. So he opened the drawer, and he literally didn't have any coins at all. And he just shook his head, and he said, boy, this is just going to be a long day. Because, I mean, what if you were somebody that said, you know, if it was, you said no. I'm guessing the store has to round down. And I forgot to ask him that. I should have asked him that, but I didn't. So I did give him, I had a couple dollars worth of change in my purse, and I did give him some quarters and dimes and nickels, and he was grateful because I had like so much in my wallet that it didn't matter. So
was he grateful enough to pay you extra for those coins?
Well, he gave me what I gave him. I mean, like I gave him $2 worth of change, and he was very grateful. He said, oh, thank you very much. And so, you know, it would be nice if people could do that, but he was very grateful. I mean, he didn't give me extra, but
what I'm saying, Kathy, is when it came time to settle up, he wanted you to be on the short end of the stick, okay? And when it came time, right, and when it came time for you to offer, graciously offer to give him some of your coins to help him out, he didn't say, I'll tell you what, there's a Snickers bar over there, or there's a Hershey bar over there, or this bottle of ketchup, it's on us. So what I'm saying is it was one way, right?
Yeah.
And I'd like to I'd like to address that with a short story. So years ago, we were at a Sears store, and they were closing the Sears store. And it was out of state. It was out of Virginia. And, you know, going out of business, all so they had a dishwasher there, their absolute top-of-the-line dishwasher, sold for $750. It was programmable. This was around 1989. And it had a 5-year warranty, and it was really, really nice, quiet, had the extra insulation, heavy duty, everything. And so I bought it. It was $500, and put it in the station wagon and installed it in our new house in Virginia, or our used house in Virginia. And it leaked all over the floor. So I called Sears, and they said, well, we'll come out, but if we come out and it's your, you know, your plumbing problem, you won't pay for the service call. I said, sure, that's fine. It's not me. So they came out. They came out. The circuit board that ran the computer kept blowing, and they couldn't get replacements, and it would take weeks to get them. And so this dishwasher was a real nuisance, too sophisticated, and they couldn't handle the complexity of this. Of the design was overcomplicated, and so I called the Sears store, and I said, I've got this dishwasher, and I'd like to bring it back. You guys can't fix it. It leaks all over the floor, and it's a problem. And so they said, okay, bring it in, and we got a sale on dishwashers. So I brought it to Lynchburg, Virginia, to the Sears, great big Sears store there. And the manager was expecting me because I already talked to the store manager, and he said, come in on Saturday, and that's what I did. So I brought the dishwasher. And it leaked all over the floor from the entrance all the way to the intersection of appliances and electronics, where TVs and stereos and all that were. And I left it in the middle of the intersection, dripping all over the floor. And so he said, the store manager was Paige, came over and he said, okay, let's bring this to where there's more light. And he brought me in the back of the back of the back corner where nobody was, and he couldn't see anything. And he said, okay, which one do you want? Pick one. And so I said, well, this was $500. What do you have? And he showed me, and I said, okay, I like this one right here for $347. So he said, okay, we'll ring it up. So they rang it up, and they said, good, we're done. And I said, no, what? This was $347. I paid $500. There's a difference there, and I'd like a refund for the difference. He said, no. Kind of like rounding up, right?
Yeah.
So I said, I'll tell you
what.
Right. I'll tell you what. I'll take two of them, and I'll pay you for the difference. And that's what I did. I took two dishwashers, gave one to my parents, and we got one. And so I wasn't going to let them cheat me out of the difference between $500 and $347. You know, roughly over $150. We'll be right back with Kathy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate's audit of the 2020 election has resulted in a different ballot count than that given by Maricopa County officials. That's according to Chamber's President Karen Fan. Fan added that she was not told the size of the ballot count difference. Approximately 2.1 million ballots are being recounted. Election officials, however, insist there has been no evidence of widespread fraud. The NAACP plans to pay bail for a group of Texas Democrats who fled the state to block voting integrity laws legislation. Governor Greg Abbott threatened they would be arrested upon their return. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson said, "War has been declared on democracy, and we will support anyone who stands up to defend it. We are fully invested in good trouble," end quote. U.S. lawmakers are calling on Canada to open the border immediately to fully vaccinated travelers, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will proceed with caution. More than 50% of eligible Canadians have been fully vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A National Football League cornerback, Richard Sherman, was arrested Wednesday in Washington State and faces a charge of burglary and domestic violence after trying to get into his wife's parents' home. Redmond Police Chief Daryl Lowe said an occupant in the home called 911 early Wednesday morning.
911, what are you reporting?
I need officers to my house now. My husband is drunk and blizzard.
What are you doing? Stop. Are there any weapons?
I'm saying there are no weapons, ma'am. There are no weapons.
You need to stop interrupting me so I can get the information. I need to get officers expedited.
I need officers here now.
What's he doing that you think he's going to harm himself?
He's being aggressive. He has sent text messages. I took the keys out. They're in your car. He's trying to leave now in the house. He's being aggressive. He's wrestling with my uncle. He's threatening to kill himself. He has sent text messages to people saying he's going to hang himself.
Chief Daryl Lowe said a canine dog was used to take Mr. Sherman into custody.
It was a minor laceration to the lower leg and ankle area as a result of the canine contact.
A new law will prevent mandatory vaccines on Ohio college campuses. Dan Naraki reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would stop public universities and schools in the state from requiring students to receive the COVID vaccine. The law signed on Wednesday bans institutions from requiring people to get a vaccine that does not have a full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. The three COVID vaccines currently being administered were approved under an emergency use authorization from the FDA.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. We're talking about domestic engineering. Kathy, the point about the coins not being available at your supermarket / grocery store, it's not just there. It's all over the country. And so the experts, that's in quotes, are saying, well, there's no coin shortage. It's just that they're not in circulation. But if you have a store and you need these tokens in order to settle the account right then and there when a customer buys something and pays cash, there is a coin shortage if they're not available. So here's the question for the class. Maybe it's a rhetorical question. So, Kathy, let's say it weren't 97 cents and the change was 3 cents. And what if it was 50 cents? What if it was, $19.50? And the clerk said, we're just going to have to round up. It's only 50 cents. Class, my response would be, right, it's only 50 cents. So you eat it. Don't ask me to eat it. Any comments, Kathy?
I agree, Vince. I agree. I think it took me so off guard that, I probably didn't think answer the right way, but to him, but it's true. It's not my fault that they don't have coins. I mean, for me, it was only 3 cents, so I was like, okay, but if it would have been 50 cents or something, I would have said either that or just give me a credit. Like, you can, I don't know if they can give you like a, those little cash cards or something. If they didn't want to eat it, they could always do something like that and put it on a card for next time you shop there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when I lived in Virginia, we'd go to church every Sunday as a family, and then we'd stop at the same supermarket. And then all of a sudden, we would do the same thing. We'd write a check for the full amount of the purchase. Then all of a sudden, they demanded my ID for writing a check. And it's not like we're into thousands of dollars. We're maybe $100. And so I asked for the manager, and I said, you know what? We've been coming here for years. Every week, right after church, we write you a check, and I can guarantee that not one of the checks, and I used yellow checks, so they would be different from everybody else's blue checks. And I'd say, I guarantee you don't have one in your bad check file from us. I can guarantee it. It's never happened. So what's up with this demanding license and all this other stuff for writing a check? And he said, that's what they do. And I said, I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do. We bought some, and those are the days when we'd buy some deli meats and we'd have it sliced and, cheese and turkey and, those kinds of things. And, things that, you probably wouldn't eat today, like the turkey. And, so I said, I'll tell you what, you can either accept this check or you can put all the stuff back, including the deli meats that you sliced for me. And I'll never come back here again. So I figure $100 a week times 52 weeks, that's $5,200 a year that we spend with you at least. It's your call. But I'm not going to give you my license and information and picture and ID every time I come here. I'm not going to do it. What do you want to do? And he said, I'll tell you what. Here's my business card. And he wrote on the back of his business card with his name on it. It said, Mr. Finelli does not have to produce an ID to write a check.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So every time I went through the register from then on, I'd pull out of my wallet, his business card, and I'd show it to the cashier, and they go, hey, that's good. So I had special privileges because I told them, I'm going to pull my business. I'm not going to prove who I am because they've never had a problem with me. Never. So I refused to be treated like everybody else. Not everybody else. I refused to be treated like the ones that were giving them a bad time, meaning writing bad checks. So, you can do things like that. You can negotiate, class. And when I negotiate from strength. And the reason, when I negotiated our tax bill down, I used their rules, and I used the facts, and I proved to them where they were wrong. It's not like I was making things up. I won from logic, and I won from the truth, and I won from strength, and I did it, and you can too. And that's the point of that lesson. Kathy, I wanted to share. Oh, we got a call from Arjun. And Arjun, I got to give him one of those attaboys, a USA Prepares on-air attaboy. And what I mean by that is he used to call, and he still does, and he called from New Jersey, and he was living there, and it was expensive. It was miserable for him. He was having a lousy time, and at work he was having a lousy time, and everything wasn't working. Everything was uncomfortable, unfriendly, and expensive. So we talked, and I suggested that he move and go to a more rural location. Well, he found a place in West Virginia, a fixer-upper. So it looks like he's never been a homeowner, and he bought a home that needs everything. Walls, floors, roof, exterior, you know, siding. The trash removal was just immense. And I'm not exaggerating, immense. And so he wanted to plant a garden. He wanted to know how to do it. So he called in yesterday, and Gwyneth and I helped him. And I said, I'll bet you, I'm paraphrasing, Kathy knows the best time to buy garden seeds. Kathy, when you buy seeds, do you buy them after the end of the season when they're like half price or 75% off or something like that? Even though they say, you know, for this year, you still plant them and they grow next year. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, I have been. I found that some of the things that, I haven't done it as I used to just go and get a lot of my seeds, my plants at the greenhouse, because it seemed like when we moved a couple times, I knew I wasn't going to have a huge garden. So I was like, okay, I only have so much space. We're going to be here for a short time. But a couple things that I found was if you sign up for their email, then you can find out about their promotion. And if you don't sign up, like I did call one of them the other day and ask him if they had any sales. And he said, well, if you sign up for the email, I think it was Gurney. He goes, then if we have any promotions or sales, that will come up. But he couldn't tell me if they had any now. But one of the places that I found was Dollar General, and I believe their seeds were heirloom seeds. They said right around early August to mid-August, all their gardening stuff goes from 70 to 90% off. And the man was showing, literally, I kind of looked online, too, and one of the sites showed that this guy did have the seeds. Now, what I like to do is, like you, I'll start looking now, because I would imagine by right around this time in mid-August, you're going to be able to find discounts on them. And then I take one of those, either glass jars, I take one of those, it's like a plastic container that big things of spinach or kale come in, and I put them in there, my seeds, and I mark the date. A lot of times the date's on the back, but if I'm saving my own, I mark the date on there. And one of the things that I kind of came up with, because just trying to put them in a little envelope, they fall out all the time. So what I did was I saved some of my bank envelopes, those long ones with the little sticky thing on the end, and I put my seeds in there, and you know, you open it several times and then it starts losing its stickiness. But if you're only going to use them for that season, I really like that idea, because then I could shake them out and they weren't falling all over in my container. So, and even if they did, I would just take like a little piece of tape and tape it down until I was going to use it for the next season. But there's a couple, Vince. Now, some of these I've kind of looked into, but I haven't tried. But there's another one called DollarSeed.com, and those are only $1 a package. And they sell heirloom. I haven't tried that one, but I have read about that before. And I do like, there's a man, and I do listen to him because it's called M.I. Gardner for Michigan. But it's migardener.com, and he sells his for 99 cents a package. And that's even at the beginning of the season. And from what I've read the reviews, a lot of people are real happy with his seeds, and he's very generous with his seeds. And one of the things you look for is, like, when you're looking online, sometimes they'll say, oh, it's $2.49 for a package, but you might only get, like, 15 seeds. And others, you might get 100. So you have to kind of look out for that too. But I do that, and I try not to buy from the big box stores. But I do know that Menards sometimes runs a seed sale early February, and they'll run some of theirs like 10 cents a pack, 15 cents a pack. So if you can always, like, maybe this coming February, if you see the sale or if you're in there. I know it's only like a week or two, because I've seen those before. And some of theirs are heirloom, not all, but some of those are heirloom. So I don't know if you've had a place where you go, Vince, but that's some of the places that I have found.
Okay, I've been to Menards, and I've purchased seeds at those tremendous percentages off, like 10 cents or so, and they grow. And one of the comments that I wanted to share with the class today about seeds is they will say packed for. So, for example, packed for 2020 or packed for 2019. So if you buy them, and it's marked on most of those packages, if you buy them and it says packed for this year and you missed that growing season, they probably will grow next year, almost all of them. So what I'm saying is, it's not like they're going to die after that planting season. So if you get seeds that are on sale, packed for 2021, you know, in August, and you think, shoot, I missed the growing season, that doesn't mean they're not going to grow in 2022. They do. And so if it's tomatoes and peppers, et cetera, you know, you start them in little containers anyway inside, and you'll know. And that's what I did. I started seeds that were many, many years old, and they still grew. Kathy, are you finding that peppers are not fruiting and tomatoes are not fruiting like they used to? Or is it just me?
You know, I'm fighting the tomato hornworms. I'm picking off two or three every day right now. So I'm really watching those. But I did move my tomatoes to the side of my barn, and it gets full southern sun all day, and they're loving it. They're really producing well. And that's another thing. If people don't know, you really should not plant your tomatoes year after year in the same spot, because they will develop a tendency toward disease. And try to buy, like, disease-resistant varieties. And a lot of times, if you look on the label, it will show you, like, this one is, you know, disease resistant, or that they have little letters and they identify what their strengths are, I guess.
Yeah. And class, if you're wondering what a hornworm looks like, think of a Sharpie marking pen, about half the length of that, the same diameter, and lime green, the same color as the leaves on the plant. And it's hard to see, and they'll eat every single leaf.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Today you've got your. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about, well, tips that can save you money and domestic engineering, as we like to call it. Kathy, I bought something that I think is a really neat product, and I wanted to tell the story about this. So I bought this recently, and, you know, if you have a trailer, a lot of times, I'm talking about a trailer, a utility-type trailer, a flatbed trailer, like 16 feet, 18 feet. We have a couple of them. One's an 18-foot car hauler, so it has a slope-down rear part of the trailer, so you can pull out the ramps that are stored underneath it, and you can put the ramps on the back and drive a vehicle up on it, strap the vehicle down, and off you go. Well, when they made that trailer, we bought it used, and it has a crank-up jack in the front. And where the jack was exactly, so if you put the tailgate down on your truck, the tailgate would slam right into this jack that stands up, and it would smash into your tailgate and damage it severely. So the company that I guess was the dealer for this trailer decided that that's really the wrong place for the jack. So they moved it back. They moved it back into the place where the spare tire would go if you put a spare tire on this trailer. Now, we don't leave the farm with our trailer without a spare tire because we know the likelihood of that tire blowing is possible and likely. So, but there's no place to put a spare tire because the jack is now where the jack should be, but that took up the space for the spare tire. So what do you do? How do you put a spare tire on a trailer? You just throw it in the back of the pickup truck, and if you have to stop short, it goes through the rear window and kills you, or it goes flying down the road. I mean, what do you do? So I found a solution, and I think it's a really good solution. And that's why I wanted to talk about this today in class. There's something called trailers have stake pockets. And these are those rectangular pockets along the outer edge of the sides of the trailer. And you could put a 2x4 in them, like a stake, and it would help keep the cargo, you know, from leaving the trailer, if you wanted. Kathy, have you seen those stake pockets that I'm talking about? Those rectangular pockets on the side of the trailer? There might be four of them on each side, maybe five or six. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have been. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they make a spare tire carrier that fits right in there. So it's kind of like an arm that has a couple bolts that would bolt your spare tire to a backing plate. And the backing plate is on a vertical piece of channel steel. It's all welded together. That goes in the stake pocket. And there's a little a bolt that you thread in with a locking piece of steel. So now you have in the stake pocket that you're probably not going to use all of them, you can stick the spare tire in carrier. And it works really, really well. So have you ever seen one of those, Kathy, or do you guys have one?
No, we don't, Vince, but that's really a brilliant idea.
It's not my idea, but it's a great way to carry the spare tire. I mean, how else can you carry it? Now, on camper trailers, they usually have an attachment on the back bumper of the camper trailer, and they've got a spare tire sticking out behind the camper trailer. But on a utility trailer, it's not the case. So anyway, I bought one of these on eBay. It was about just under $70, and I got this thing, and it comes with studs, and I pressed the studs in, and then I went to mount the spare tire onto this carrier, and the studs are cockeyed, meaning if you look down on the studs, they should be pointing straight up. Well, one's pointing to the left and one's pointing to the right because the backing plate, which is quarter-inch steel plate, was warped. It was warped during the welding process. So the tire wouldn't fit on the studs, or the wheel wouldn't fit on the studs. So I contacted the company, and I said, this defect in manufacturing is a problem. And they said, is it cosmetic or is it functional? I said, it's functional. So messages went back and forth, and they said, I'll send it back. And I said, I can have it repaired for $18. And they said, we'll send you a credit. So they sent me a credit for $18, which made me happy. It required repressing the bent steel so that the studs are straight up. Now, the reason I'm telling you this whole story is a whole bunch of lessons here. Number one, you don't have to stand for paying full price for a defective product. You don't have to do that. You can get the price reduced, which is what I did. Now, it was absolutely bona fide defective. There's no question about it. And I got it fixed, and I'm happy with the whole solution. They're happy that they don't have to replace it and ship it, another one to me and that cost and pay for shipping back. They're delighted to have it worked out. I'm delighted. And there's another thing that I want to tell you about wheels when we come back. And I know Kathy's got a bunch of things to teach you. But this is really something that I just saw 2 out of 2 times when people mount wheels, steel wheels, on trailers. And I have a feeling this is going to happen to a trailer near you if you have somebody change your tires or you buy new tires. I'm going to tell you how to prevent the whole mess, and it's a big problem. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.